In the Veda, there is another story. In the same light, same line. The gods were told, after they were put forth, the Divine Mother, who is called in the Veda Aditi. Aditi is a Sanskrit name for Divine Mother. A-D-I-T-I, Aditi. So Aditi told the gods, repair this darkness. Now work on this darkness. Then the gods looked at the darkness, the immensity of darkness. And they felt it was not their task. They were not equal to the task. Then they found in the Divine Mother a very special power. And said, if that power is ours to do this work, we shall help him. We shall help that power. So bring out that power and put into this darkness. Now this story is not completely told in the Veda. Now the mother continues the story. I am connecting several traditions, ideas, so that we may have a benefit of a more comprehensive picture. What mother is saying is in a kind of a story. Later on we shall make it more sophisticated and we shall speak in the language of philosophy. But philosophy becomes very easy if you become small children and listen to the stories first, and then philosophy becomes much easier. So we are in that story. So mother's story is that when the gods could not accomplish and they replied to the Divine Mother, this is not possible for us, then from the Divine Mother a very special power issued out of it. A very special power. There was so much of love in the Divine Mother's heart. There was so much of compassion that this darkness must now be retrieved from its obscurity and the light should manifest. And she plunged herself with that love. That love oozed out of her being. And it is that power of love which began to work on that darkness. And from that time onwards, there is a movement of redemption, as it were. Darkness is being redeemed. There is a movement, a reverse movement from darkness towards light. Now in the Rig Veda, I told you those first two lines, and let me continue the third line to connect this story with this story. I repeat, according to Rig Veda, there was first truth and the right, then came about the night, and then came about the inconscience. Then it says, Samudra Dharnavadadi Samvatsaro Ajayata. Then came out, from this darkness, inconscience, there came about Samvatsara. Now what is the Samvatsara? This is a mystic word in the Vedic terminology. Samvatsara. Samvatsara. Samvatsara came out. This Samvatsara is actually that oozing out of the love from the Supreme, which poured itself in the Rig Veda elsewhere. It is identified with Agni, fire, fire of love, poured itself on this inconscient. It's a continuous rain, as it were, even now, going on. There is another verse in the Rig Veda where it says, at one time God called upon Agni, this fire, Agni, Samvatsara. And asked Agni to do some work. So Agni complains. He says, I will not do it. Once upon a time, you asked me to do this work, and I have been darkened because this darkness is so great, and I am working on it like a laborer. So this is enough for me. I will not do anything else now. I am doing this work. There is a whole dialogue in the Rig Veda on this subject between Agni and the other gods, where Agni says, this is enough. What work I am doing is enough. So the hard task that was given to Agni, perhaps was not recognized by Agni itself, but it was the will of the Supreme. It obeyed and began to work. Samvatsara also means time in Sanskrit. Samvatsara stands for time. Even now we have got, in common parlance also this word is used. But this is a secondary meaning, time. Actual meaning is Kalagni. Kala, that is Agni. Kala means time. Time, that is fire. So it only means time, it was a later meaning of it. But originally it meant the time that devours. The fire is that which devours darkness. Now this fire comes straight from the divine. And it is in the form of sparks, fire and sparks.